Rav Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The principle here is when you find, what if you find something and that something clearly was left on purpose? It was left on purpose, so what are the dinim? So now it'll depend on how secure the location is in which it was left. So you look at, so in other words, if we're making a flow chart, so to speak, flow chart of, you know, found objects. So like there's different pathways that this separate whole pathway is finding an object which clearly was left there on purpose. But now there's going to be like kind of different, the branches off it will be, and what to do. It will depend if it's a totally secure place, or it's a little bit secure place, or it's a totally unsecured place. That will make all the difference. Let me say it outside first a little bit. If it's totally secure, so then, I mean, the person left it there on purpose, they're obviously intending to come back, and it's where they left it, they expect to find it. So then, it's not called an aveda, it's not called a lost object. You happen to stumble upon his hiding place, but like, that doesn't make it lost. So therefore, you just leave it be. No mitzvah to return it, he's coming back for it. The second category would be where it's mishtamar katzat, sort of protected. So the case will be in the Mishnah will be that you found this guy had some birds and he clipped the wings of the birds or tied the wings of the birds and they're kind of like behind the fence, some corner. So that's, they could get out if they wanted far enough, but because they have clipped wings, they just, you know, what's the word for birds? Hopping? They're just hopping around, not going very far, and presumably coming back in an hour, he expects to gather them up. They didn't go too far. Now, indeed, if he's gone for too long, they can find their way to the Rosh Hashanah and get lost, but they're sort of in a semi-contained area. So that's mishtamar ktsas. It's sheltered, but not really. If they're half, you know, they're liable to get out after a while. There the din will depend if there's a simon. If there's a simon there, so then you should take it and he'll be able to identify it. So this thing could be lost, you're not sure. Take it, leave a sign, I saw your thing and I took it. If it hasn't got a simon, so then you should not touch it because now it depends. Maybe it's lost, maybe it isn't lost. If it's lost, so what's it going to help? If it's lost and there's no simon, then no simon. If it's lost and there's no... Let me start the other way around. If it's lost and there is a simon, so then you should take it. So if it's mishtamar katzas, it's an open-ish area, and it's a clear simon, then take it and leave a sign. Okay? That's your mitzvah. Maybe it's lost. If it hasn't got a simon, so then you should leave it be. The reason why is because if you take it, the guy won't be able to proclaim it back anyway. There's no simon. What's he going to say? I left some birds. This hasn't got a place. Hasn't got anything unique about the birds. So leave him be so he can come back and get his birds. So you might say to yourself, well, wait a second. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to, if you find an object, to return it. So how can you just say, I'll leave it there just in case they'll mess him up? You have a mitzvah to return it. Okay, so here it's not true, because remember, if there's a simon there, you're going to take it. If there's no simon there, we're saying leave it be, let the guy come back and get it himself. But since there's no simon anyways, mamanavshach, either it's not lost, he left it on purpose. If it's not lost, it's not neveda, you don't have to return it. If it is lost, this is much more interesting information, I could say. I'm addressing a question which you have to think through a little more. The question is, how could you ignore a lost object as a mitzvah in the Torah to return it? So I'm telling you, in the case where you see the guy's object, which is in a sheltered but not totally safe place, and it has not got a simon, I'm telling you to leave it be. So you ask the question, well, how can you leave it be? You have a mitzvah to return it. So I'm telling you like this. If you would take it, then anyways he can't claim it back from you, and so you wouldn't help anything. Now, if it's really lost, so then it hasn't got a simon, so then he'd be miyayish, and you could keep it, taka. You're not taking it, but you could take it. Since you could take it, you haven't got a mitzvah to return it. Right? And if it's not lost, in other words, he put it there on purpose, and he's coming back to get it, so then it's not an aveda, and there's no mitzvah to return it. So either way, you haven't got a mitzvah to return it. If it's found in a place where it looks like you put it there on purpose, and it's only partially guarded, and there's no simon there, leave it be. Because you have no mitzvah to return it either way. Maybe you could keep it, but you just leave it be as it is, and then let him come back and find it. The third category will be where it's in an unguarded place. It's an open place. In other words, it's going to get disposed of or lost or taken. So then, and you see he left there on purpose. So then, if it has a simon, good. Take it and put up a note. If it hasn't got a simon, just keep it for yourself. Yeah.
No No sin and unguarded, give it yourself.
Yeah.
Right, like finding a $20 bill.
Right. Even if it's clearly put it there on purpose. Even so, that's called Aveda Midas. Like he lost it on purpose. He left it be. Good, he put it down there in the garbage heap, but good, it's in the garbage heap. What do you expect? He left it behind. Okay, so that's the whole story outside. Inside, the Mishnah says, because the Mishnah doesn't organize it quite as like that. It says, Matza Achra HaGapa or Achra Geder. If you find behind the Gapa, which is a wall or a fence, or Geder, that's a fence, Gozlos are little birds, mukusharan, that are tied. This means that their like wings are tied, so they can't fly. I'm not sure what that actually looks like. I translated it as clipped wings. That doesn't actually mean that. It means something else. Whatever it means. Anyone ever seen a bird with tied wings?
Tied wings in a upward position.
Oh, just good old-fashioned, like... Okay, but boys, they can't fly. That's the point. They can hop. They don't hop that far. That's the point. They hop. They, you know, they move in a localized area. That's my thinking. Obishvilin shabasados, or instead of finding it behind the fence, which is considered to be a little bit protected, it's like they're in a enclosed-ish area for the time being. Shvilin shabasados means a little paths in the fields. I actually don't really know the metzias here, but I guess that's considered to be a little bit protected. I don't really know why. If we lived in those times, we'd probably say, "Oh yeah, it's obvious." Paths. I don't know what it looks like.
Is it
safe? I guess they're far. They're conceptually far enough away from the public street that they're not going to get too far from there.
But there's this pathway, and then there's like plants, you know, the corn, whatever the thing is. So it's sort of like a fence kind of thing. You know, don't remain there.
Boundary.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that they're not trapped between the ears of corn. I don't think it just means that. I don't think. A shvil just means like. Well, a shvil, we've seen shvilin, for example, like we talked about little paths, like 4 mile wide paths that people walk through to walk across fields. In other words, you're growing cabbages and they have an unplanted area for people to walk through. We're talking about on that. So I don't know if, my point is, I don't know if it's the point that the cabbages are so high they're retaining them in or not. I don't know if that's the point. I'm not sure. Maybe yes. I'm not sure. I just don't know. Maybe that's the point.
These paths are there to allow the people to cultivate whatever's growing and actually work it. Otherwise, if it's
sure, correct.
Full of stuff, they can't get there.
Correct.
So
it's somehow like a little bit boxed in. Okay, fine. So that is the point. The point is the Metzias is the person expects to be able to go back to where last left them and find them where he left them, more or less, to recollect them. But obviously, if he's gone for 2 days, they'll find their way to wherever they're going to go. That's the story, correct? Very good. Hare ze lo yiga behem. This guy should not touch them. The finder should not touch them, because like I told you, if he picks them up and takes them, no one will have a proper simon for them anyway, so he'll never give them back. So that's ridiculous. So leave them be. And then, mamanavshach, if they're really lost, really, and there's no simon, he really could take them if he wanted to. But he's not going to. And if they're not lost, then there's no mitzvah to return them, he'll just leave them be, and the person who lost them, we'll come back and get them. Now, matzah kli ba'ashpa. An ashpa is like a garbage heap. So there's two kinds of ashpaos here. There's like the dump, essentially, the public dump. And then there's like, I guess they'll call it like an interim garbage heap, the equivalent of our, like, you know, garbage rooms or something, where the municipality or the equivalent actually clears it away from time to time.
Like,
yeah, something like that. I mean, yeah. Right, so exactly. So this is exactly. So there's two kinds of ashpas. There's the I'll call it the permanent ashpa, and the ashpa which is expected to be, you know, a suya lifnos. It's made for clearing out every once in a while. So it's a big difference, obviously. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's
functions.
I think it's like, you know, I'm speculating here again a little bit, but I'm assuming it's, you know, near the city they have like a temporary dump, and then like every once a month someone comes and moves it out.